Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman. Our next guest in the studio is Andy Pruse, co-founder of Blue Wire Audio. Welcome, Andy.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Great. Wonderful product. Tell us a little bit about your product and your company and what it is that you're doing.
Blue Wire Audio, it's my daughter and I, Emily, co-founded it back in 2014. And it's based on an idea I had for open-ear headphones. I was training for my first marathon and need to start listening to music, and there was no way to do it without having to readjust earbuds or be cut off from your surroundings. So this was my homemade solution that's sort of taken off and become quite an obsession over the last 5 years with us.
Wonderful. So the mother of invention, all entrepreneurs start with the challenge, right? That's you had your own personal challenge.
That's
so,
the story.
So tell us about your product. It's a wireless Bluetooth headset or ear speakers, I guess.
It is, yeah.
And tell us a little bit, because it is radio, how it works and why it's different than what's in the marketplace.
Yeah, right now, I think most of the products that are out there sit in your ears, or earbuds that sit in your ears. And the two problems with that are that if you're active outdoors, they tend to need readjustment. You have wires dangling from your ears down to your music player. So we overcome that by having the speakers and the Bluetooth receiver clipped to the hat. So all the wires are concealed inside there. And then the most important thing is that safety, where they're not sitting in your ears. So you stay in touch. Ambient sound is preserved, and you can hear your surroundings, which makes it much safer. So both those were factors, and we think that we've come up with a good solution.
Now, in terms of a product that people are using, and one of the things that comes to my mind, this would typically be something for people that are active in sports, running, outdoors, yard work, that type of thing. How does it work in an indoor environment where there may be others? Is it projected enough sound that it's not disruptive to everybody around, or is it?
It is. Yeah, you adjust the sound, obviously. My wife and I have run for years, and we listen to different music. So you can certainly adjust it quite easily so that you're both listening to your music, but you can hear each other. So the ambient sound includes the person next to you. If you turn it up as high as it goes, there'll be some spillover. But by and large, yeah, you can listen to your music without disturbing those around you. And in particular, if it's quiet, so if you're indoors, mm-hmm. you can keep the volume lower because there's not so much ambient sound that competes.
Excellent. So tell us where your company is at. Before we came on the air, you told us you have a production run in place.
Yeah, it's a big week, so this is good timing. We've been able to bootstrap up to this point, and we have about 500 units available. And we're using the majority of those to run a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo. We launched yesterday, which is
congratulations,
really
big milestone. Yeah,
it's that's been a long time coming. So we're offering the product various combinations of both the speakers, and we also make hats that you can use with the speakers. We're offering that discount and early availability before they're out on the market. So we'd love to have folks go to our site and check that out.
So where would they find you? Tell us the platform. Tell us how to find you.
Yeah, Indiegogo. If you're not familiar, it's like Kickstarter. You know, it's a crowdfunding thing. The easiest way to find us would be to go to the website, and we have multiple links there that'll take you straight to our site. It's a little bit harder to go in through the front door of Indiegogo and try and find us. But if you go to our website, bluewireaudio.com, there'll be links there that'll take you straight to the Indiegogo site where you can check things out.
So a great opportunity to get in on the ground floor. Not only do you get to be an investor, but you also get a product, right?
Yes.
Actual product. So it's there's value associated with investing right out of the gate.
There is, yes.
So what is the long-term play? Do you envision these going direct? Do you envision retail? What's the business plan, if you will?
The business plan is to scale kind of organically. I mean, that's always been the big unknown. It's frankly, we've spent the last 5 years honing the product, which has taken a couple twists and turns. But looking forward, I think we're going to try and grow organically by online sales. And that allows us to not have to get a huge inventory. The money from Indiegogo we're going to use to get the stock that we need to build up some inventory. But by starting, I think, just with online sales, we'll be able to control the flow of that.
Excellent. Yeah, what a lot of young companies do is they look for that huge retail opportunity, and then before you know it, it's like you can't fund your inventory.
We can't do that, right?
And you can't get it quickly. So is the you said that the product is assembled locally?
It's assembled in our office. Yes.
and you know, obviously, you guys went through the engineering associated. What's your background, and how did you come to this? Are you a serial entrepreneur? Are you an engineer?
I'm more of a wannabe entrepreneur. I'm actually an anesthesiologist. I work in Framingham, Metro West, and a lifelong runner, as is Emily, my co-founder. And as I say, when I was running that first marathon, I'm embarrassed to say 10 years ago now, that's when the idea first occurred. And we were able to fall in with just a lot of good local business folks. We, a prototype design company down in Attleboro, the ones who really got us off the ground. First couple of years working with just the basic design. And so the speakers are all made in New England, the various parts, and a lot of help along the way, showing us where to go.
So I'm actually holding on to the product in its packaging. I imagine the product itself is pretty light because the entire package is pretty light.
It is, yeah. We were worried initially that it would weigh down the hat. I don't think it does, and it's pretty secure. One of the tricks was to get the clip. The clip was literally 9 months of work to get it because hats are different size. You know, the lip. So. Little details like that have taken a long time, but I think we've got it set where the weight is good and it's pretty secure mounting to the hats.
And I see a little notation here, 5% for the planet. What's that about?
Yeah, I'm at the stage of my life where I want to do meaningful things, and among other things, we're going to be supporting groups that work on environmental causes with 5% of our profits, once we actually have profits, of course. So none of the Indiegogo money at this point. That's all going back into the company. But once we get up and running, we'll be supporting some good causes as well.
So a couple of interesting notes. One, you come from a professional background and your first foray into entrepreneurship. What are some of the lessons that you've learned along the way? Because that's what we're all about here, radio entrepreneurs,
yeah,
and helping the entrepreneurial community.
Be ready to have your plans change on a dime. You know, the initial model of this actually was with the speakers contained in the band of the hat. That's sort of our first actual prototype was with modified hats that mounted the speakers in there, and we actually debuted at the Boston Marathon in 2016.
Oh, interesting.
And very quickly learned that people liked the idea. They thought the music of it was great. They wanted to use their own hats.
Interesting. So you were in the hat business initially.
Yeah, well, yes.
And modified
and
hats.
And it's harder than you think to make a 3/4-inch hole on two sides of a hat, by the way. But anyway, we ended up having to pivot on the spot after that and decide whether we're going to continue or not, because it was back to the drawing board to change the entire design to be clip-based as opposed to what we had before. So that was one big pivot. And I think just, you know, you just have to build it one step at a time. When we look back now at all the steps of taking, you know, hitching up with, you know, the right PR people, the right digital marketing people, things have kind of fallen in place very luckily. That whole networking thing is quite amazing, the way it just drops the right person in front of you at the right time.
I would add, not to discount the work, hard work along the way. I'm sure you guys have logged lots of hours to make this happen.
The last couple of weeks have been pretty hectic.
And I imagine pretty gratifying to actually see finished product in packaging, you know, ready to be shipped.
Yeah,
I love
holding that box. Actually, it's pretty amazing to look at it and think that it's gone from an idea in my head to an actual product that we're pretty proud of.
So another great attribute of your company, your co-founder is your daughter, and with some lessons I'm sure learned along the way about one another and working with family members and a daughter in particular.
You know, it's all been almost too easy on that front. Emily graduated in 2000. I'm going to get this wrong. I think it's 2014, but that's when we founded the company. She graduated from Babson with a business degree. So obviously, I wouldn't be doing this without someone who
without the entrepreneur.
Exactly. But you know, it's been great. She has just learned, you know, so many things that we've needed to learn. I've sort of focused on the creating the product piece, and she's been building the business behind us and getting ready for the Indiegogo launch.
I want to go back to something that you said earlier, which was you had the opportunity to test product at the Boston Marathon. And I imagine, I don't know if that was an official partner capacity or what, but
no, not at all. We had a booth there.
Okay.
You know, we ran into supply chain problems. We thought we were going to have, you know, 1,000 units. We ended up with about 50. So it's that's another one of those lessons where you got the supply chain in particular. You know, it's like whack-a-mole. You get one thing set, that falls through. You move to another, and it's been interesting. But it was as a vendor, And what we discovered actually is that it is a very unique concept. You have 100,000 people walking by your booth, but you need about 2 minutes to get their attention to say, this is what this is. And that was difficult. I'm not sure it's the right venue. I think actually the online thing allows people to think about it a little bit more, see some pictures of what it is. So even that was a lesson that you know, that rushed nature of an expo might not be the best venue to explain our product.
Right, I would imagine, and your PR folks can tell us better, like, you probably have 15 seconds to get your elevator pitch down when people are
exactly.
hustling to get their carbs and such before a marathon.
Yeah.
Fabulous. It's, again, a smart-looking product, conceptually, really a great idea. Runners, obviously, a huge market globally.
I don't know
if you know what percentage of runners run with music, but I would imagine it's
50% run with music, 50% runs with hats. We don't know if they're the same people, but we're kind of hoping somewhere in there there's a place for us.
I'd imagine globally that's a pretty big number.
And we tell people it's good for your head. You don't want to keep the sun off your head, so you should run with a hat if you don't.
Absolutely. There's the doc coming out.
Making
sure you give them good advice. Our guest is Andy Preuss, co-founder of Blue Wire Audio, with a wonderful new Bluetooth speaker set for your hat for using in any activities, really.
Yeah, and that's the one thing too. It's not just for running. I mean, that's as we've launched the campaign, a lot of friends say, well, I don't run, but I'd like to support you. And honestly, it's outdoor work, walking your dog, whatever. It's
as it says here, wearable Bluetooth speaker system.
There you go.
So once again, tell our listeners both about the Indiegogo, how to go to your website, how to contact you, where to get their set, where to be investors, all of the good stuff.
Yeah, you can, we're not available for retail yet, the Indiegogo crowdfunding site. And the easiest way to find us there, you can get it discounted and with immediate delivery if you want, actually, is to just go to our website, bluewireaudio.com. There'll be a link there to get to Indiegogo. It'll take you right to our page, and you can see what we're about.
Feels to me like another great Made in Mass story. Our guest has been Andy Preuss, co-founder of Blue Wire Audio. We wish you the best of luck, and you'll have to come back to Radio Entrepreneurs and tell us about your progress.
That'd be great. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.